Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
From KQED.
For Mother's Day last year, I met my son for the first time and almost never saw him again. Right after giving birth, I started bleeding briskly and was whisked out of the delivery room into the operating room. I'm a physician. I know that the severity of a clinical situation can be gauged by the rhythm in the room. The doctors and nurses moved calmly and deliberately in the beginning as the OBGYNs tried to repair my shredded cervix. But 45 minutes later, as I had started to go in and out of consciousness, I noticed the pace was more harried. I heard, "Call the blood bank again," in the angry tone I have used to exert my control in a situation about to turn bad. I looked up at my monitor and evaluated my vitals. Stable. I closed my eyes. I heard more stern voices, saw more people in the room, glanced again at the monitor, and saw my heart rate was ticking up, a sign of hypovolemia due to my bleed. Where was the blood? I willed myself to look not at the monitor, but at the operating light above me, staring at its glow, refusing to close my eyes and give in to the sleep I so longed for. I let the light fill me with hope that I would get to see my son again. Several hours, several transfusions, and another procedure later, the doctors were able to stop the bleed, saving my life. I held my son that evening in the intensive care unit, trying to reconcile experiencing his peaceful and beautiful face to the chaos and terror of the prior hours. I couldn't. Birth trauma can result in a wild, debilitating range of emotions that leave you crying in gratitude one minute, fuming with rage the next. I had a wonderful family medicine doctor who recognized my psychological wounds and referred me early to a therapist to process my emotions in a healthy way. I'm grateful that I can recognize this in other mothers I work with and help them get the support they need to process their trauma without sacrificing the joy of welcoming a new baby to the world. With The Perspective, I'm Lisa Patel.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Did you ever wonder what it's like to live alone, hidden in the woods, not speaking to a single soul for 30 years? Or wander the desert, uncover a hidden well, and dive to the bottom of the deepest water hole for 2,000 miles. The Snap Judgment Podcast takes you there with amazing stories told by the people who live them, with an original soundscape that drops you directly into their shoes. Snap Judgment. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.